KQED.
Here in the Bay Area, some people can take transgender rights for granted. That's not the case everywhere. The San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus recently toured the South to show support to local LGBTQ communities. KQED's Chloe Veltman brings us the story of one of the choir's transgender singers who reunited with his mom in Tennessee.
Joyce Arterbury takes her seat front and center in the Knoxville Civic Auditorium. She's driven 5.5 hours from Indianapolis with her daughter Amy to see her son perform with the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus. Joyce is excited and a little bit nervous.
Are you ready, Mom?
I'm ready.
Joyce's son, Tom Kennard, is backstage, also nervous. He's one of 250 singers on tour and wants to make sure his mom and sister get a good view of him up there under the lights.
Do you think they can see me?
It's been many years since Joyce last saw her 67-year-old son perform. A lot has happened. Tom remembers with horror his mom dressing him up like a doll when he was a girl.
She always had me in these frilly dresses and frilly socks.
Joyce is something of a traditionalist, a churchgoer who met her husband in high school.
We were together 67 years, raised 5 children. Tom was the oldest.
So it was tough on Joyce when Tom came out as a lesbian in his 20s, and even tougher when, at age 47, he decided to take hormones and eventually undergo gender reassignment surgery.
And honestly, I was very shocked. I had a hard time accepting it.
She's since come around.
I realized after a while that I loved my child, and I didn't want to lose my child.
Bringing people together is one of the reasons the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus launched this tour. The choir was planning to travel abroad, but the 2016 presidential election made them change course to stay closer to home. The singers undertook concerts and outreach events in 5 southern states where LGBTQ rights are often in conflict with conservative Christian views. On the bus journey from Birmingham, Alabama to Knoxville earlier in the day, Tom frets about whether his mom will like the scarf he's crocheted for her.
So she picked a green to go with her pea coat. I mean, I didn't wrap them up nicely, but...
He plans to give her the scarf after the concert.
Boys, let's go!
It's showtime. The singers file on stage and perform a set that ranges from the heartfelt and serious to the silly. There are close to 1,000 people in the audience. The mayor of Knoxville is there. Everyone seems to be having a great time. Once the curtain goes down, Tom rushes to the lobby to find his family.
What did you think, family?
Oh, I thought it was
so wonderful.
You have to get the new album. Thank you.
I told Amy, I need a new needle for my little record.
Like any mother, Joyce is worried about her child's safety, especially since the chorus was headed to North Carolina, where there's an ongoing battle around whether trans people are legally allowed to use the bathroom that matches their gender identity. Not that Tom would be mistaken for a woman in the men's restroom. He's bald and sings low bass in the choir.
La, 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 la.
Tom is just happy his mom got to see him sing and relieved that she likes her new crocheted scarf. I'm Chloe Veltman, KQED News.